There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Power Hour, be able to go to the USA Prepares. We're just not able to do that this year due to all kinds of things, so we will not be, but we thank Vincent and appreciate him offering the opportunity for us to come, and would invite you to please go to the Lebanon the end of the month, the 29th, and the 30th and 31st. Or 31st and 1st, or somewhere around there, the end of the month. USAprepares.com has all the information on the speakers there.
27, 28, and 29th.
I knew that.
Yeah.
Just a day off. Oh, that's my January calendar.
Yeah, it's January.
Oh, you didn't change the calendar, huh?
No.
Yeah, your fault.
In that department as well. But I would encourage people to go to that, absolutely. Yeah. You're going to meet a lot of... people who are just as crazy as you are. So
yeah, you know,
you'd be in good company.
They ought to charge a lot more to go in there because you don't have to be the craziest person in the room.
Right.
There's always somebody a little bit outside the scope of normal there. I'm sorry, but
I love meeting people.
Though. I do, too.
It's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, the way they dress, the way they act, the way they talk. You know, it's like a big group of people just coming together that's all family,
right.
You know, because we can, like... not have to whisper. 9/11 was an inside job. Yes. Okay. I'm going to tell you about a special today that's going to be offered. A miscellaneous book from Joyce's Library. This is what Rosie did.
Okay.
Sorry, but it is a grab bag special, so not a choice of variety in which book you receive. But what they'll do...
can be exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
What they'll do is they'll tell you the topics that they have on their desk, because each person's got some books over there, and it's free, a free book with a $25 order or more.
Awesome.
We need to clear some space. Yeah. We need to get rid of some of my books. These have either been books that we considered for a program or books that were a program or books I bought from Amazon because I wanted to find out what it was all about or whatever reason. And also, we have a new low price on food production systems for backyard or small farm, and we're going to have
Marjorie Walcraft
join us at the bottom of the hour of the third hour on the program. So turn your backyard into a self-sufficient food production machine, and it's only $25. It was normally $60.
That is a great price.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information in that. I forget how many discs it is, but it's... It basically covers, you know, everything you do for food it, for a survival situation. I would, you know, get this, learn as much as you can, and just have it in your library.
Yes. And it contains a CD-ROM also that is compatible with Mac and PC. It contains the DVD and the CD-ROM. The only thing is I wish it didn't have little rabbits in it.
Yes,
but I'm not
going to
tell you why. I'm not going to tell you why.
Well,
neither
you
are
may,
you.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about why the rabbits are in there. But you can imagine. Okay. But when you order $25 or more from the Power Hour now, ask for the free book. Ask for a free book from the Power Hour. Just wanted to give our listeners a chance to get a free book. FR-300 Emergency Crank Radio on special, normally $50, now $24. Great for children, great for you. Hopefully you can find it at the time that you need it. And also the Natural Medicine DVD, that three-disc set is normally $40. It's now $35.50.
That's a good one to have in your library.
Oh,
well.
Man, that is so good. And Fossil Shell Flower, the 10-pound is now $18.50, and Strawbell Gardens, $17.75. Okay, getting back to the news. I was talking to you about Channel 8 viewers share reasoning behind vaccination opinions. Okay, here's what happened, is that KOMU, Channel 8 in Columbia, or Jefferson City, put out a questionnaire that wanted people to fill out their answers, saying pro and con what they thought about vaccines. I thought it was unusual that they would do this and that they would allow con in there. So I filled it out, and it said that we may contact you.
Coming up in the next hour, we have a very special guest on the Power Hour.
Oh. Is it that time already?
It is that time, yes, Ms.
Well,
Joyce.
Can I finish the story
when
we come back?
When we get back, Joyce will finish her story.
Yes.
And we'll announce the guest.
And did they Did they quote me incorrectly? I don't know. We'll be back after this 3 minute break with Joyce
and Josh.
Stay tuned.
In the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Josh is going to be interviewing me today, and we're going to find out what he wants to know about me, why he wants to know about me. But let me finish first with this story about Channel 8, because I am really confused over what happened on this. And perhaps Catherine will be the one that can tell me if she put it in the email blast that would help me. Let me tell you why. KOMU did a survey and then said, will you leave your contact information? And I did. KOMU 8, that's the channel number, invited viewers to participate in a vaccination survey. In the first several weeks the survey was open, there were more than 500 responses. But after a prominent vaccine opponent promoted the survey, the number jumped to more than 1,600. Of the initial group, 20 people left their contact information, but when asked to share their opinions further, KOMU found many viewers uneasy with the idea of being on camera. People who identified as anti-vaccine were especially hesitant. Anyway, they found three people that were willing to speak. Only three. And of course, you can guess the first two were pro-vaccines. And then they say, initially, only one anti-vaccination person was willing to go on camera and share her opinion. Joyce Riley, Versailles native and host of the radio show Power Hour. Riley said, I have educated myself on vaccines to where I say I will never take another vaccine as long as I live. Riley told KOMU 8 News her bad history with vaccinations starting many years ago as a military nurse. I said in my journal, I wrote, I took 10 vaccines today to be able to serve my country. I would take 100 just to serve my country, and I did not know it was going to change my life so much. Riley said the vaccines made her and many other nurses very ill a few months after receiving them. Since then, Riley has become an anti-vaccine advocate. She said, I absolutely never, ever will take another vaccine or give another vaccine. Now I can't control what other parents do. I believe everyone has free will. After KOMU 8 News interviewed Riley, survey participation spiked. The results had previously shown 85% pro-vaccine and 15% anti-vaccine. On March 13th, after Riley promoted the survey on the Power Hour, the results flip-flopped, with 70% saying they were anti-vaccine compared to 30% pro-vaccine.
You're so influential.
Whoa, I did not know. Yeah. Online, an anonymous respondent to our survey said, I think an important alternative to the all-or-nothing debate is to talk about adjusting the immunization schedule for some children or for families who have concerns about vaccines. Okay, on and on and on. All right, so this is at KOMU.com. So if Catherine would put this in the email blast, I would appreciate it. Now, my question is, did I actually tell you all about KOMU 8 vaccination survey? As I recall, I talked about a vaccination survey. I don't remember mentioning KOMU. And so I'm trying to figure out, was it our listeners that turned this thing around?
Did you not tell? I know you told me to go to the website.
Yeah.
But did you not tell the listeners to go to the website and take the survey?
I can't remember. I can't remember if I did. If you can remember out there, listeners, let me know. Because I don't want to listen to all those shows. But if I did tell you to go to KOMU 8, let me know. Because I just want to know. Because they couldn't figure out why there was such a positive response, and now they're trying to justify the positive response and saying, well, I created it.
Right. People can't have their own opinions.
Right. And they would be doing whatever I told them to do. But I didn't tell anybody to be positive or negative about it.
No.
And I just want to know. So if you remember, the phone number is 855-995-6923. Or if you're one of those people that participated in that survey, supposedly, there were 500 that had participated. Then the number went up to 1,600.
Wow.
So 1,100 people, they are saying, supposedly came from my audience. Now, if you did participate in that, I'd like to hear from you. Because I'm going to go back to them and tell them that given the fact that I opened up the time for people to call in who did respond to that, and they didn't, nobody called in, I'm going to say, I don't think I mentioned it.
Right.
But anyway, I want to know.
So they're trying to like kind of blame you for padding the numbers? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. And I really, really want to get to the bottom of this. So anyway, I'd like to hear from you all because their thing didn't turn out the way they wanted it to, and now they're not happy. So anyway, I'm going to ask Catherine to put that in the email blast. If you want to see that interview that I did with Channel 8, then go to Channel 8 or KOMU. No, go to the email blast. Or the Power Hour News section. We'll put it up there also if you want to see that. And hopefully Catherine can download it. I couldn't download it this morning. She can do anything, though. Yeah,
the video.
Catherine can do anything. All right. Now, Josh is going to interview me. And I don't know. Why do you think we had a couple of people request that you interview me? Okay. Why do you think people want you to interview me?
Well, I would say that because of what's going on health-wise, that, you know, and we have so many new listeners that, you know, possibly people, you know, people love you, Joyce, and I consider it one of the greatest privileges of my life to be as close to you as I have been, and I feel like I know you quite well, and I think that the listening audience, you know, they have an idea of, you know, who you are because of your major accomplishments. But people want to know people on a more personal level, I would think. And, you know, like I said, people love you. And so when you love somebody, you want to, you know as much about them. And
that's kind of you.
I would say that it's important to maybe share some things, you know, with the listeners. And you give them, you know, people know you, like I said, from whistleblowing the Jeanine Jones case and stuff. But, you know, we're not just the product, you know, we're the product of everything that's happened in our lives, not just these major accomplishments, you know, it's the good, it's the bad, it's the ugly. And so, you know, I think we, we should kind of just lay it out there and start from the beginning. You know what? I mean, let's, like I said, start from the beginning.
Okay.
Where'd you grow up, Joyce? You know,
I grew up in Arkansas City, Kansas, and it played a huge role in my life because it was a town where we had like five blacks and no Jewish people, three Italians, and that was it. You know, I didn't grow up with knowing anything about racial issues. We had a black swimming pool. I mean, I say we had five blacks. We had more than that, but we had a black swimming pool there. And it said, I think it said colored people pool, Carter pool. And everybody knew, no, it didn't say colored people. It said Carver pool. And everybody knew that it was there and that that was for black people. And I used to ask my parents, why is that? Why do they have their own pool? Why don't they just come to ours?
Right.
And my dad and my mom would say, because they want their own pool. And that was my answer.
Really?
Yeah, they wanted their own pool. And that was my answer. My father was not racial at all. He was, I mean, nothing was ever allowed to be said. And he was just the other side of that. And so I didn't really know anything about Jewish people or about anybody. And I'll tell you, I'm one time when I was a nurse in Miami, Florida, I heard there was a Jewish doctor there. Well, there was a whole bunch of them. I just didn't know because I didn't know what their names were, you know?
Right.
And I went up to this doctor. I was so naive. And I said, Dr. Goldstein, I understand you're Jewish. I'd love to talk to you about that. And he thought, what is this weird woman?
Yeah.
I really was. I'd never met a Jewish person before. And I was fascinated by it because I'd heard so much from my father because he, his best man, was very positive about that. But anyway, so I grew up very naive,
right.
Very naive.
I wouldn't necessarily call it naive. I mean, why do we need, you know, these ideas of racism?
Exactly.
You know, I would say it's more pure and, you know, honest than naive, really.
I think you're right. I think you're right. So that's where I grew up. I went to first year of college was to Friends University, which is a Quaker school in Wichita, Kansas. And then I went the other 4 years to the University of Kansas and the University of Kansas Medical Center. I was in a sorority when I was in college called Sigma Kappa. Is probably the best thing I ever did. It was a non-drinking, good girl sorority. Pretty boring for the average sorority girl, I guess. But we had a wonderful time, and I'm glad I did it. I have no contact with any of those women anymore because they're just totally in another world from where I am.
Right.
And I don't have communication with any of them. But I'm glad I was in a sorority. And I was glad I got to experience that. Besides that, we got to live on campus, and I didn't have to walk all the way from the dorm. So that was another reason.
How'd you do in school? What kind of student were you?
Average. Very average.
Yeah.
People say...
Shocking to me, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well,
I was like C.
Crazy intelligent. And
really? Oh, well, that's kind of you. But just because you can talk doesn't mean that you're smart sometimes. And so what I did was I was majoring... I told God, I'll do anything but be a nurse. I can't stand all that blood and gut stuff. I pass out when I see that stuff. Don't make me a nurse.
I find that... to be funny that you ended up being a nurse because you know, a lot of times when blood and guts gets talked about around here, you just don't want to hear or see it.
I don't.
You know? Yeah.
I don't.
It's very strange to me that you became a nurse. Even
I know. Well, I did pass out at my first delivery, though.
Well, you know what it speaks to me is your willingness and ability to overcome something internal in you that seems like a detriment, you know, something that you find or that it's just shocking to me that you're willing to become a nurse even though you felt that way about things.
Well, thank you, but I don't know why I did, but I felt like that was where the Lord was leading me, so I became a nurse, and I am so glad that I did. It changed my life because of all the experiences that I got involved with outside of really the realm of nursing, but I was a mediocre student. I had trouble with chemistry so bad. I flunked chemistry the first time. And then the second time, I flunked it again.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I could not understand why they're talking about a carbon chain thingy that you can't see. You know, I said, when I go to if I'm to go to a party, nobody's going to be standing around talking about carbon chains. I don't see any reason for this. And let me just say that I flunked chemistry the first two times, and I... So people say, well, how many chemistry courses did you have? Well, I had three.
Yeah, and they're all the same.
Yeah, they said qual and organic, and I said no, or 101 three times. But the third time I got a D, and I squeaked past it. I just can't understand it.
Well, with your dad being a pharmacist?
Well, he wasn't a pharmacist. He owned drugstores.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I thought
he was a pharmacist.
Well, he was back doing pharmacy when you could do pharmacy without a license, and then the Fed stopped him on that
black
one.
Black market pharmacist.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about you having to take chemistry three times?
Well, that was really a down point. I mean, that was a huge... That was because I hated the course so much.
Right. See, I thought he was a pharmacist, and that seemed, you know, you always want your kids to kind of maybe follow in your own footsteps or whatever. And
yeah. But I literally could. I loved logic, and I loved Latin, and I loved those kinds of things. But
again, that speaks of your determination to do what you feel like you need to do. We'll be back after this 4-minute break, speaking with the Joyce Riley of the Power Hour Radio Show.
We'll get into something interesting now.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, and speaking of changing the world, we are getting in depth with the Miss Joyce Riley, one of my favorite people in the whole world. It's been a huge influence on me and my family life. And,
wow, thank you.
Can't, you know, tell you how much I appreciate it. We had just touched on, you know, your college years and your early life, and you know, you said you were a mediocre student, but you made it through,
mm-hmm.
and it, to me, you overcame some personal obstacles to do that, and that's, you know, speaks volumes to me. After you graduated college, you became a nurse. What was your first job like?
My first job was scared. I was scared to death because they thought I went to a five-year college where I had a BS degree and nobody else did in the hospital. So, oh, you can be in charge tonight. They didn't know that all I'd done was given three enemas and make two beds in the past 5 years, you know, and I was, like, scared to death. So I walked around the corner. I can remember from after taking report my first night at Arkansas City General Hospital, and I cried my eyes out. I was so scared because they said, we need you to do a dermocolysis on this baby, which means you stick needles in their thighs to give them fluid. They used to do that. They don't do that anymore. But they would do that to give them fluids, and I said, do what? I'd never done it before. Didn't know how to do it. I mean, it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. So I didn't have a lot of good training from the university.
I was going to ask, do you feel like you came out of school prepared for what you were taught?
Absolutely not. I came out of school prepared to teach other people to do things that I couldn't do myself.
So how did you overcome that? And just by doing it, or
well, I had I ordered everybody else to do it.
I see a pattern developing here.
I said, I need you to go do that dermocolysis on that baby, please, and I'll watch you and make sure you do it right. But they had done all those things. You know, those are the LVNs are the ones that really deserve the credit.
Right.
And they did a lot of the work. But I eventually did, you know, of course, learn those things and had to do them. But I never was able to take care of babies, though. I just couldn't. It just made me cry all the time. And so I paid the nurses $1 a piece to do my vaccine.
Really?
Yeah. And so, I mean, not vaccines, but to do the meds. If they had an antibiotic or whatever they were due, I just paid the other nurses to go do it.
Once again, I see a pattern.
Yeah. Now, you're just supposed to ask the question, not editorial comment. And so, and then one night the nurses all decided to gang up on me and they all said, no, we're not going to do it.
Really?
Uh-huh.
It's probably the best thing that ever happened to you.
Not really.
Well.
And so they said, you're going to have to do it yourself. So I got up my steam to go do this and I went in to give this baby a shot. I gave the baby a shot and then I started crying. And so the mother's hugging me saying, it's okay, nurse. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm thinking, that's it. I'm out of pediatrics forever. Now, I wasn't really working on a PD unit, so I don't want you to think I was, you know, being put in where I didn't know how to do things with children, but it was just rarely a child would get admitted to the unit, and I told them, don't ever make me do that again.
You know, one of the things I find fascinating about you is all the different places. You know, every time you talk about where you've worked somewhere, it's in some major city, you know, and I can't even count, you know, I'd like to get into, you know, where all you've worked as far as in these major hospitals and stuff and kind of just give an overview of your...
My hospital was started out in Arkansas City, Kansas, town of 15,000, so that's no big deal. And then I moved to Topeka, Kansas, and I worked there. Then I went to Miami, Florida, and worked there and enjoyed being in that hospital there in the big town. Then I moved to where I talk about Kingston, New York, where I worked in a hospital, and that's where I saw my first big fraud event take place at that hospital in Kingston. That kind of turned my life around. Then I went to be a flight nurse in the Air Force, and then after that I went to... because I was in San Antonio, so I worked at Bexar County where I did all that. Then I moved to Houston, and then, of course, I was a part of the whistleblower case with the St. Luke's Episcopal Hospital. Couldn't work in Texas any longer because they didn't like me after I sued several institutions for fraud, and so I moved to Missouri, and that's why I'm here.
Right.
So that's it.
What made you decide you wanted to join the military?
Oh, my gosh. My father's love of the military. I couldn't, because I always wanted to make my dad happy. I always wanted to impress my dad, and I never could. One of the things that I lacked in my family was nobody ever said, attaboy or attagirl. Nobody ever said, good job. Nobody ever said, I love you. You know, all those kinds of feeling things were missing. And so I was always trying to impress my dad. So he was in SAE fraternity, so I joined the Sigma Kappa right next door to him.
Right.
You know, he was president of his class or something, so I wanted to be president of my class. Always trying to do the things to make him think I was a good person.
Well, I think it you know, caused you to strive to be better. You know, it may have been...
it kept me busy.
When we get back, we'll be back in a few minutes.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. I want to remind you, food production systems for a backyard or small farm. If you don't know how to do it, you don't know how to do the animals or the garden, then get this. It is 110 minutes of information on how to do everything, including using your dogs as work animals. It's available at the Power Mall on special, really on special. I think it's $25 now, and it was $60. So get
that's
that at the
Power
Mall. Yeah. And also, remember the American Red Cross FR300 by Eton. Check it out online. Look at the picture of it. Then get it from the Power Mall at a lot less price and savings. And also, remember, when you order $25 or more, tell them you'd like to have the free book. And there's a grab bag of books, and they can tell you some of them, and not all of them, but some of them. And please, I promise them that you would not do this to them, you know, ask all the books, so please don't do that. But
just be happy with what you get.
Please get a free book from our library at the Power Mall. And also, I wanted to say that regarding that Channel 8 interview. We haven't heard from anybody, but email me if you remember when I talked about that and what it was that I said regarding it. I want to see if it was the Power Mall people or the Power Hour people that generated that response. Also, if you go to KOMU.com, you'll see that there is a heading there on the vaccination issue. It'll say viewers share reasoning behind their opinions on vaccinations. Go there and place your comment now. Just go to the section on new users and place your comment now if you would like to. There's only one comment there, and I'd like to see if any of our Power Hour people comment on vaccines. So go to KOMU.com. And back to Josh asking me questions today.
Yes.
Go ahead, Josh.
We
You're doing a good job.
Interviewing Joyce and getting a little in-depth with who she is outside of just the Power Hour. Or, you know, her. We all know her from her greatest accomplishments, you know, the whistleblowing cases, Janine Jones, and her work with the veterans. And
you stuff. Know what? I don't consider those accomplishments. Those are all things I did because I was so ticked at the system and what was happening. It was never like, I am going to go after this issue.
But no one else spoke up about it, Joyce. Well, you had to be there to do it, you know. So, in my opinion, that is an accomplishment because you were willing to stand up and do what was right. So, you look at it however you want. You know?
Okay.
So people know about these things, and you know, but there's more to you than just that. I want to know, you know, is there anything? What would be, say, your greatest regret?
I think my greatest regret is that I did not understand love. I did not understand that life is all about love when I was young because I didn't really have that in my family. I never heard I love you until my mother was like a week away from death. I never heard I love you. And that was just not talked about in our family. In fact, I was talking to my cousin the other day and she said, they didn't in our family either. I only have one female cousin. They never, ever, ever, you know, were very positive, and it was always, you're not doing enough, you're not doing it right, blah, blah, blah. And so I regret not having that in my life because I didn't understand that. And so, therefore, my relationships were affected all my life. And probably the weakest part of my life is relationship arena. And I don't have that love of my life, which I wish I did now, that a lot of people know that feeling. And I am envious of that feeling to be able to have had that love of your life. I just don't. And, you know, that's something I've had to work on all my life is the relationship issue. And I think I'm not unusual in that. I think there are a lot of parents.
I think especially maybe your generation.
Generation, right. That did not promote loving, caring. I never saw my parents hold hands.
Right.
I never saw my parents kiss. I didn't know anything about sex until I was 15 years old. And my mother came in, sat on my bed, and said, there's something I need to talk to you about. And she explained it to me, and I said, you have got to be kidding me. That is so disgusting. I don't hope I never have to do that. And I didn't, you know, because I'd never even seen anything like that.
Right.
And I never heard about it in school. Kids didn't talk about sex, at least in my crowd. So I was just very naive all my life.
Right. Well, that's, you know, that was the opposite in my family. It was lots of hugs and kisses and...
Wow.
Yeah, it's funny.
I can't even imagine that. I cannot even imagine that.
I don't know. You know, I think it was... I feel pretty close to you. I don't think you failed in, you know, I would say failed in personal relationships. You have good friends around you. And
oh, yeah, but in those important relationships, being able to sustain a relationship,
right?
Not me. Unfortunately.
Interesting. Well, you put up with
I'm still trying to find that one person. So
he's out there somewhere, Joyce.
I think I've come a long ways, and I'm a lot better at it. Okay, go ahead. Next.
Okay, so would you say that that's something you'd like to change about your life?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, no, I have changed it. Let me say I have changed it, and I just am, I don't know. I regret, though, the past. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so we've touched on a regret. What would be your favorite memory or experience just in you know what you've lived so far? Do you have one?
I think it's doing the radio show every day. I honestly do, because that is like the highlight of my life, is to get on the air. And you know, I always say that we are so, you and I, anybody who does a radio show is so blessed, because especially on Genesis, we can come in here and we can just kind of like get rid of all of our frustrations and all the stuff. You know, some people call it puking in somebody else's brain.
Right.
Is you give it out and you just give it all out to them and then they got to go deal with it. Well, I get it also and I deal with it and I try to put it in a positive format that we can make this into something that we can do something with and have a positive outcome. But it's hard. It's hard to live with all this news all the time and not get really down.
Yeah, how do you deal with it?
I like to quilt.
Yeah.
And until I lost the use of my hands, you know, from the spinal tumor, which they're coming back now, and I'm now able to get back, and I'm going to be, I think, quilting for the first time this weekend, I would do that because you can't think about anything else while you're quilting. You
right.
just can't.
Right.
And I love the animals. I love my pets. I love dealing with the Power Hour people out there. And I
like
love
that
our
you
listeners.
Said dealing with the Power Hour people.
Yeah, dealing with. Well, like Rosie, you know. No, I mean, they're so awesome. They are so awesome.
They are, yeah.
They have kept this thing going, this Power Hour radio show going. And you offered to come in every day, even though you had a million other things you needed to do. You offered to come in here, sit with me, do the show. And I'm just, and Noelle, you know, poured me in the car and poured me out and took me around and helped me so much when I couldn't function. And I'm now back to functioning. And I've got the use of my hands back, my legs back now. But, you know, I'm not what I was before, but I'm still able to talk, though. And that's what I'm so blessed with. You know, I think I told you yesterday, I was saying, God, if I could feel this good the rest of my life, I would be happy.
It's all relative, right? You
know, yeah.
You feel bad, and then, you know, you get a couple of days of feeling good. And it's like, I know I'm not what I used to be,
yeah.
but this is so much better than what I was recently.
Yeah.
I can just settle for this.
I'll take this. I'll take it, yeah. I mean, I certainly didn't order bone cancer and liver cancer and all this other cancer stuff. I certainly didn't order that. But, you know, that's what you're given, and you walk through that one step at a time. And when you have the prayers, my gosh, I cannot even imagine.
The support is
incredible. The support has been phenomenal. The flowers. Nava sent me some flowers the other day and some gorgeous, gorgeous roses that just were beautiful. I mean, they're just, and they smell up the whole house. And I think about my listeners all the time when I see those and smell those, is our people are just awesome. They're awesome. The cards, the letters, the support, the prayers, everything, the emails. Incredible people out there. We have a unique audience, different
Absolutely.
From anybody else.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. You know, okay, speaking of all the support you're getting from your, you know, the audience and everyone around you, you know, it obviously stems from you doing the show in the Power Hour. Did you ever imagine you would be doing something like this? Because
Never.
If you would have told me 10 years ago that I'd be sitting across from you speaking, you know, on a radio show, I would have said, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just had never even crossed my mind. That,
I know.
And I resisted it even when you tried to get
oh,
me to
boy,
do it.
Oh, boy, did you.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, you are not a person that's on the air because of ego. You are a person that's on the air because I am kind of like pushing you to be on the air. Really.
Well, when we met, I told you that, you know, I just felt like I needed to help you in whatever way, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not just trying to make this about me or anything, but, you know, this is our story.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, whether it was taking out the trash or mowing the yard or whatever.
And that's what you did when you first came here.
Yeah.
You came and said, I heard you when I lived in another town and
right.
I listened to it all the time. And then I wanted to come and then when you moved up here, not because of me, but you moved because of
another reason.
Family.
Well, and because we wanted to, you know, raise our kids on a farm. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, land's cheap. How is this turning into my interview? We got to stop.
No, but anyway, but I think that's important. How did Joyce and Josh get together?
Right.
Is he came out here and said, I want to do anything I can to help you. And I thought, this smooth.
You know what? It was funny because I had told you guys that. And at the time, you had plenty of help. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that night, the former guest or the former host had called me. He said, Josh, you're not. I said, if you guys need any help, just let me know. You know,
mm-hmm.
he said he called me. They said, no, we're fine. You know, we don't need any help. And they called me later that night and said, you're not going to believe it, but we've lost both of our guys. And so we mm-hmm. need somebody. And that's I was like, I will be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And you did. And you did all the scut work around here. You did everything that we needed to have you do. I mean, it was very important work from our standpoint to keep us going.
Right.
And you were awesome at it. And then I asked you to come on the air and you said no. And you said, oh, well, I'll just do the board. I'll just play the music.
Yeah.
And then
for a year,
know.
I said, yes. No.
Yeah.
And that was it.
I know. And it was really impacting. And so anyway, you've come a long way. You have
well,
come a long way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You know, speaking of the show again, let's just touch on the show. what's your goal with the Power Hour? What do you want to accomplish with this?
Change the world. I want to find the people out there who resonate with what we say and create a loving family environment where people will actually change things on a daily basis. I want to know that there are people that maybe listen to us talk about what we did at Christmas time. Everybody got $100 to go out and give away to somebody else. Right. That maybe they gave away and they duplicated that. I want to think that people go out and do the things that we say to do. Start the straw bale garden or do a garden or sprout or whatever. I want to think that they improve their lives. That's so important to me.
Right. And you know what? Just speaking from my own experience, before we met, man, you know, it was like I was on fire with for the information that I was getting. And so it really changed not only how I was going to raise my kids and live my life, you know, as far as the way I ate and, you know, because I was a toxic mess at the time and I started finding all this information. Not only did I change my on a personal level, but I could not help but share it. And, you know, and I think that's mm-hmm. important when people learn this stuff in the beginning, you know, they develop a passion for, you know, wanting to change, you know, the world around them. And you need to realize that even though the person you're talking to may seem disinterested, you are planting a seed.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's what this show is all about. You know, you have planted so many seeds, Joyce, that you may never have an idea of what all it's accomplished.
This all is God's plan, not
Absolutely.
My plan. And God has blessed me so much. I started a show in Houston called Nurse Talk Radio, and it was listened to by about 10 people, I think. And after that, I decided I wanted to do a show when I needed to talk about what was happening with the Gulf War veterans and blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, eventually started the Power Hour and have been so grateful to Genesis. Alex was on GCN first. There was only him. And then I was on GCN, and I don't remember who all came on after that, but they started filling up pretty fast, and now they've got like some 80 stations. I mean, 80 programs that are on. It's incredible.
It's been amazing to watch them grow. Yeah. I found you on shortwave because, you know, at the time I was listening to Alex, and I had gotten a shortwave, and just kind of I spent a lot of time just going through the dial very slowly, and then, you know, here's this lady talking about, I believe it was vaccinations at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that. InfoWars, the gateway to the Power Hour.
that's
meant in a nice way, Alex, just to let you know.
So, all right. You know, we talked about the show and your favorite parts of it. Are there any particular listeners or callers that you resonate with or touch with?
You know, I like the people that disagree, and I like the people that make me think. Renee has come a long ways, and I have come a long ways in being able to talk with her. I like John from Ohio. I love when he calls in.
Yeah.
And yet people say, you don't like John. You hate John. You don't want to hear from John. No, that's not true. I like to hear from John when he's on topic.
Right.
But when he wants to talk about something else and we got another guest on, no. I like, we've got, a lot of the people, let me think of his name, Haas up in Montana. Haas in Montana. I really like him, but then I really like him because he agrees with everything I say, and he always emails me, I agree with you. And one time he emailed me and says, I've never disagreed with anything you said. So I love him. I love the guy.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I emailed him back and said, are you married? And he said, yes, I sure am. No, I was just kidding. But, you know, I love the listeners that resonate with our information, whether it be about love or whether it be about doing something for the homeless or whether it be about helping the veterans, which, by the way, I want to give everybody an update on the veteran, Jeff, that I'll give it to you later on.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it at 9
o'clock.
We'll
talk about other things
right
now.
We'll take it.
You know, it's funny you speak on the people who agree with you the most, but you and I, at times, disagree.
Oh, yeah.
Know? And I think...
Well, everybody has a right to be wrong.
Well, I think it's important in a lot. You know, you don't always want a bunch of yes people.
No.
You know, I think conflict between people, if done in a respectful manner, can actually cause growth and development on an individual basis. And
I will call up people and I'll say, give me your honest opinion. I'll call Phil in Florida and say, give me your honest opinion. And don't be a yes man to me, because that's the one thing I don't want right now, is I want to know, am I right on this area or am I wrong? What are your thoughts on this? And I'll I'll call a lot of people and ask them. And then, you know, sometimes when somebody emails me with a really cool email and disagrees with me or something, I'll say, oh, man, I'd love to talk to you in person on this. You know, send me your phone number or, you know, call me at the Power Mall. They're always scared to. They're like, they don't, you know, sometimes they don't want to do it. And it's just because I want to find out what they think.
Well, if you always think you're right, then, I mean, you're pretty much done growing.
Absolutely.
You know everything and it's over. So I think.
I want to give a credit to Matt. Matt Thomas, this guy did the music that we gave away at one point, and it's incredible music. He says, I'm always open to rebuttal, for as I like to say, prove me wrong about anything, and you've made a friend, for you will have taught me a truth I hadn't been aware of.
It's beautiful.
It is. And that was just in an email. That wasn't like he was trying to be profound.
Right.
Those are the people I respect that teach me things that I don't understand. Like, I used to be like, you know, Israel can do no wrong. Then I found out the truth about what was going on with Israel and Palestine, and I had to change my opinion on that.
Right. I mean, it's so funny. We get, you know, these, what we consider truths ingrained in us, and then really how we handle the moments when they're kind of shattered is, you know, it speaks of our character, I think. And so, you know, for me, I know, and my son tends to be the same way, is that I learn from my mistakes, you know. Mm-hmm. If I keep doing the same thing right, I'm going to keep doing, or it's seemingly right, it's going to keep going the same way. But whenever it, what I think is right is shattered and just, you know, pulled out from underneath me is when I think the greatest growth happens, you know.
That's right. And we have to be willing to be really shot down and really, you know, hit in the gut. You've got to be willing to do that because it's going to happen somewhere in your lifetime.
It is, absolutely. And you need to be prepared for it and handle it.
Yeah. And you know what a physician told me one time, and this really got to me. He said, Joyce, with your attitude, you'll never make it above the sergeant's level.
Really?
Whoa.
And obviously that changed.
Oh, man, I had to because I knew something was wrong. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
One of my favorite songs.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah.
Dance to that song.
Oh,
yeah.
I love watching you dance.
That is great. I love that song. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for being a part of our show today. I just want to say that I don't want to make this about I, me, my. I don't want to make it about me. It's not about me. It's about the Power Hour. It's about, you know, why you listen, why you, hopefully you'll get other people to listen. What we want to accomplish here is because we want you to be the best that you can be.
Well, I think that you are such a large part of, you know, obviously, the majority of the part of the Power Hour, you're, you know, what make it up, makes, not just the, as far as the show is concerned, you know, yeah, it's the listeners, it's the people at the Power Mall, but you are a huge part of it. So
let's
kind of touch on what's been going on lately. How has being diagnosed with cancer changed the way you think about it?
Oh, my gosh. It's changed everything. Right. First of all, it's never going to happen to you. We know that.
To who?
You know, it's never, cancer's never going to happen to you. Cancer is never going to happen to us.
Right.
It's always somebody else that's going to have this problem. And so when I was diagnosed, I was like, whoa, that wasn't part of the plan. That's not supposed to happen. And then you're, you know, I have only cried a minimal amount one time when it was something to do with my pets. I can't remember thinking about losing my pets. But I have not cried over that diagnosis. I don't know why. I don't know if I'm waiting to just have this massive breakdown or what.
Yeah.
But I think that everything in your life changes because every morning, the first thing you wake up, it's, oh my God, I have cancer. The first thought for the first few months is, I've got cancer. Life is never the same again. And I thought Catherine Albrecht made a really good statement about it can change your life, but it can change your life for the positive because now you'll deal with things you've never dealt with before. You'll have to deal with things that you choose not to deal with, and that has been true. So if you think of putting your life in terms of an end date on it, then you got things you got to do,
right,
and you got to take care of business-wise and whatever else. There are things you need to think about. You need to get, you know, all of a sudden you want to get as close to your Lord as you can, and you want to be as spiritual of an understanding as you can. You want to find out the answers, okay? What answers can I know, Lord? And what can you show me? Because I need to know. I now want to know more than ever. We should live like that every day.
Right. Yeah, that was going to be my next question. How has this changed your ideas or thoughts of, you know, from a spiritual standpoint, afterlife or God or, you know, whatever you want to
call it? I really now believe more in what Dr. Day was saying. And if you didn't listen to her show, she said that 40% of the Bible is not accurate.
Right.
And she's proven that. And I know I received some really strong letters on that issue. But I tend to believe that. And I started looking into some things that made me question a lot of what is in the Bible. Was it made to control man? And I believe that it was.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yeah. And I want to know the spiritual feel-good aspect of feeling so close to my God that there is no way that I could feel even closer. I want to know that. I'm not there yet. I want to know that. And that is a lot of what my prayer is every day is, I want to know, Lord. You know, good, bad, indifferent, let me know what the truth is. And I think we all want that.
So what have you figured out so far? What is your truth so far?
My truth is that I don't know that I believe in a hell anymore. I don't know that. Now, that's going to make a lot of people angry, too, thinking they're listening to a show that doesn't believe in a hell. Well, do we have to believe in that? Do we all have to believe the same thing?
Not at all.
And I believe that there is a power so much greater than ourselves. So much greater than ourselves.
What do you call it? Would it be love? Would it, you know?
Oh, no, I call it Yahweh God.
Right.
I call it Yahweh God.
It all boils down to love, you know.
It is. life is all about love, and I'm just now learning that.
We've got a 1 minute, 10 second break coming up. We got one more segment with D. Joyce Riley, and then we're probably going to open up the phone lines to discuss some things.
Yes, or you can email us questions at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com.